Peter, it's quite feasible, you know, because with the opposition parties together, they get something up to 72 seats or something like that. You know, we have an legislative assembly that has 120. So the ruling party, which, the Prime Minister's party, which has just resigned, has got some 48 seats. You see? And the votes, the seats for all the opposition parties together joined, they are 72 in number. So there's no horse trading, actually, what is taking place. The opposition parties have decided they want to come together and form a government. At the same time, the former Prime Minister's party is also wooing some members of the opposition not to join, not, you know, to get them away from what they want to do so that they vote, they join the government side. So it's a catch on situation which is like that at the moment.
Some people are expressing concern that they have made their choice. They want the opposition to form a coalition. And once the former ruling party is wooing some opposition, their right of choice will be trampled upon. What is your reaction to these concerns raised by the people of Lesotho who made their choice?
I agree entirely with you, Peter. You know, it would be disastrous if they, if the opposition parties join the DC, the Democratic Congress, because they have mismanaged this country for all these years. And they never even cared for other people whatsoever. Now, because they're in trouble, now they want them to join onto the bandwagon. Whereas the opposition parties have been fighting together ever since. And to split them would be very disastrous. And, well, you know how Africa is, Peter. So much money is floating around, and we are told, but you know, people, some people have no principle. Once you look at the money and you sacrifice your principle, then there will be something wrong. But my feeling and my prayer is that the opposition party is credible. They are quite credible to form a government. And they must stay like that. And they must actually cling together and give this country a change. We need a change. That's all we need.
How soon do you think the opposition coalition can form a government to be up and running?
In terms of the constitution, it is expected that in not more than 14 days from yesterday, they should have formed a government. Not more than 2 weeks' time.
But Dr. Majora, we understand that the former ruling party has the first choice to woo anybody they want. With the expression of money injected into Lesotho politics that you talked about, don't you think that they will be capable of pulling some of the opposition parties away and thereby basically undermine the unified stance of the opposition and then form the next available government?
That's why I say it is a disaster situation, Peter. For all I know, I don't think the government side would succeed to woo the ABC, the BNP, which is my party, nor the Lesotho Congress for Democracy. These three parties on their own, the three as they are, they already have a majority of 60 plus one. They have a majority in the National Assembly. So the three parties can form a government, whether or not the other sides are joining them. But what I know is that even the smaller parties have said, no, rather than joining government, we're going to join the opposition. So as long as the BNP, the LCD, and the ABC cannot be bought away from their principal, then they'll form a government, irrespective as to whether the other smaller parties are with the government or are with the opposition. But all I know is that they've all expressed their will to be together with the opposition. So there's no likelihood of the government that was in power getting back with these three parties together. But these three parties should work together most faithfully, loyally, and they've got to be transparent to each other. Then you'll see things will run properly.